morning and welcome to the Print AM, our daily morning podcast of the big news story. This is Madhuparna Das, Senior Assistant Editor at the Print, and today I bring to you my analysis on Mithun Chakraborty's return to politics by joining BJP. After 4 years of quitting Mamata Banerjee's Trinamool Congress, Bollywood's Bengali icon Mithun Chakraborty returned to politics as RSS Chief Mohan Bhagwat's emissary to Bengal. In 2 weeks of meeting Bhagwat over breakfast at his residence in Mumbai, the actor-turned-politician shared the stage with Prime Minister Narendra Modi at BJP's high-voltage rally at Brigade and joined BJP today. Cheering the crowd with peppy dialogues of his Bengali movies, the 70-year-old actor promised to the crowd that he would not run away and will stay here. "I have not come back to leave you. I'll be here with you. I'll stay. You can trust me. I have come to work for you," he said. Dressed in dhoti kurta, the attire which carries an image of a Bengali bhadrolok, Bengali gentleman, Mithun Chakraborty's presence on the stage was seen as different. Modi, during his address, called him Bangla Chele, who will work for the state. The statesman coming from Modi and Mithun sound loaded. The lines evoke curiosity and speculation, particularly because the BJP has been on the hunt for a suitable chief ministerial face for the Bengal election for long. According to the top BJP leaders, Chakraborty has been sent to Bengal by Mohan Bhagwat and he is expected to play a bigger role than a routine candidate or a star campaigner. Even though the leaders did not want to comment on his exact role or profile he'll have in Bengal's BJP unit, they did not even rule out the possibilities of him being seen as one of the top leaders in the party. "We will probably not promote him or anyone as CM candidate going by our party's policy, but he is handpicked by Mohan Bhagwat ji, so he is not a routine member or a candidate. He'll play a larger role," said a senior BJP leader. Chakraborty, in a video message circulated by the BJP, called his decision of joining Trinamool as bad. "I want to work for the poor and I can see my dream coming true. BJP will surely form government in Bengal," he said. Addressing the crowd, the actor said, "I had a dream. I wanted something for the poor. Standing on this platform today, I can see my dream come true. I will work for the poor." Quoting one of his dialogues in a Bengali movie, he said, "I am not Jol Dhora or Bele Bora," which means non-poisonous snakes, varieties of snakes. "I am Ajat Gokro," which means "I am Cobra." Assuring the people that he would not run away, he said, "Trust your Mithun Dada. I am not going to run away from you this time. I will stay. I will always be there with you and for you." Modi, acknowledging his statements, said, "Mithun Dada has joined us. He will work for you. He will have an important role to play in the election." After several failed attempts to rope in BCCI president and the former skipper Saurabh Ganguly into the saffron fold, the BJP finally succeeded in getting Mithun Chakraborty in their party. BJP's National General Secretary Kailash Vijayvargiya told the Print that they were in touch with Mithun for the past 3 years, but the ultimate influence came from Sangh. The actor, who was seen visiting the RSS headquarters in October 2019 in Nagpur, recently met Bhagwat at his residence in Mumbai on February 16th. The 70-year-old actor dubbed his meeting with Mohan Bhagwat as a spiritual connection and nothing political, but he joined BJP in just 2 weeks of the meeting. A senior BJP leader called him an RSS recruit. The top faces in BJP are from Sangh. The state chief ministers are chosen with Sangh's consent. Mithun Da is directly sent to Bengal by Bhagwat ji. We have no doubt about his importance in the election now. He might be given the most significant role. Bhagwat ji does not go and meet random people like this, said the senior leader. Apart from being a part of cult films like Disco Dancer or Agnipath, Mithun resurrected his acting career in the Bengali film industry after the success of his 2006 Bengali film Emele Fatakeshto, an out-and-out commercial movie. Catchy dialogues like Marbo Ekhane, Lash Porbe Shoshane, which means I'll thrash you here, your body will be found at the crematorium, became immensely popular. He, in fact, quoted all these papy dialogues while addressing the rally in Kolkata. Mithun had multiple stints in politics through 5 decades of his life. In his 20s, he was drawn to the Naxal ideology in 70s Bengal, when the Naxalbadi movement had its impeccable influence on Bengal's youth. During his speech at Brigade Today, he mentioned, "When I was 18 years old, I wanted to do something for the poor. I could feel their pain." Later, the ups and downs in his life took him to Bollywood. Once known for his proximity to the CPM leader, the late Subhash Chakraborty, Mithun joined Trinamool Congress post 2014 general election and became a Rajya Sabha MP. He campaigned for Mamata Banerjee during 2016 assembly elections. However, he quit the party and MP post in the backdrop of the multi-crore Sarda Ponzi scam. The actor was questioned by the Enforcement Directorate about money received from Sarda Group for being the brand ambassador. He returned the amount to the probe agency and resigned from the upper house, citing ill health. In December 2016, he quit Trinamool Congress. Since then, he was into a political hiatus. It will be interesting to watch in what profile the BJP brings or reintroduces Mithun Chakraborty. Trinamool Congress is not ready to give any importance to this joining today. Trinamool's veteran MP, Saugata Rai, called Mithun Chakraborty as a star of yesteryears who has lost his credibility. Calling him as a habitual party changer, he said that once he was a Naxal, then he became CPM, then he worked for Trinamool Congress, and now he has joined BJP. He said that this joining will not have any impact on Bengal election. That's all I have for you today, but I'll be watching this story as it develops. This is Madhuparna Das, Senior Assistant Editor at The Print, bringing you this podcast, The Print AM. Do log on every morning at 8 a.m. to listen to the best news analysis from The Print stable. We will be back tomorrow with a new episode.